With me is Paul Delaney, a professor at York University in Toronto, and he's an expert in astronomy and space exploration. Paul, welcome to Totally Useless Information.
Thanks very much, Nick. Glad to be here.
One of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you is because in this month's newsletter, in November's newsletter, we realized that the Beaver Moon will show up on the 27th, actually, of this month. And so we refer to it as the Beaver Moon. How did it get its name?
Well, the historical aspect of it, it's been handed down literally for millennia. It's associated with the time of the year when literally beavers here in North America, particularly Canada, are building their dams in preparation for weathering the winter. Every full moon, in fact, has a name that is associated with some aspect of the environment. And depending on where you are on the planet, that name will actually vary considerably. The number of indigenous names associated with the full moon of every single month, I can't even begin to list them off to you. Beaver moon, frost moon, trade moon, mourning, as in M-O-U-R-N, mourning moon. Those are some of the other names associated with just the November moon. And as I said, every single full moon, and there are 12 or 13 of them per year, has their own collection of names. But November, as you indicated, is often thought of as the Beaver Moon, and it is associated with our furry friend there that builds dams in November.
Well, yeah, September, we often hear the Harvest Moon, which I think makes sense.
Correct.
Because you said every name has a specific meaning behind it, a Harvest Moon. So I guess the moon is bright enough where you can harvest your crops, is that right?
That's right, deep into the night. You're trying to beat the frost, so as to speak, and so you utilize the natural light of a full moon, which is very, very bright, to continue the harvesting process to get everything in time. Hunter's moon is the traditional name for the month of October. The springtime months, you often hear things that are associated with the blooming of flowers and so on. The sturgeon moon is associated with the running of the of fish and so it goes on.
That is really fascinating, and I think we often hear these expressions, especially in our program, Totally Useless Information. And I think Paul, you described it absolutely perfectly, and I think our audience now has this information. It's everything you never really needed to know, but it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's very interesting. It is adding that little bit of cultural and historical relevance to astronomy. And when it comes down to it, the days of the week, the names of the months and so on, they've all got astronomical connotations. They are rooted in human history.
It keeps you really busy. Paul Delaney, professor at York University in Toronto, thank you for your time and your explanations today.
Happy to be here, Nick.